You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
That is the quarterback your New England Patriots will face on Sunday, Tua, on what he expects to see from his guys. Honestly, it could go either way. You either got a gift by getting those guys after a week one loss, or Mike McDaniel is going to scream and scratch his way toward trying to save his job and get those guys ready for the Patriots on Sunday down there.
So. Generally, you always struggle down there early in the season. So
I don't get that. Why is that?
Hot.
I mean,
I don't work well in the hot weather, but
the weather has a part to play in it. I just think this
best game in Miami ever, 0-3, Brady to Troy Brown overtime. Incredible. It was like week 6 of the 2003 season in Miami. Great game.
Worst game, the Miami Miracle.
Oh, that was so bad.
That was bad.
But you look at this and you're taking on a team that looks like, all right, it's just ready to completely implode down there. You're a team that is trying to build a culture and turn things around after what you saw last year. You have a quarterback who is expectations are really high, but his performance in week one, not very good. So this has a recipe for either disaster or for people to really be excited.
What's the line?
Ask Brittany. Sean, can you get Brittany on?
Sorry, Courtney, go ahead.
Mike Vrabel just keeps calling it missed opportunities, though the broadcast yesterday was calling it that as well. So if you're listening to those people, if you're listening to Mike, and I understand he's the head coach, what else is he going to say? But it doesn't seem like he feels like they're lacking talent. He just feels like that talent isn't translating onto the field. Mm-hmm. So if you look at Miami, who has more talent on the field? Do you believe the Patriots have more talent if they execute correctly?
Well, no, the Patriots have talent, but Miami has the better talent when it probably comes to the receivers, right?
Yeah, I mean, definitely.
But when you start breaking it down, like, all right, where do you compare Tua versus Drake May? I don't know people take Tua.
I'm assuming as the season progresses that Steph Diggs will be more involved in the game plan, or at least.
But even then, Greg, what is Steph Diggs?
A receiver.
Right. We know. Thank you for that one.
Yeah.
Can I also get a hotel special?
Mr. Obvious.
Yeah.
Captain Obvious.
But what is he like when you look at it? Like, is Steph Diggs putting the fear in defenses? If you're looking for that to be your guy, we're all hoping for lightning in the bottle. But isn't that going to be really hot?
They invested. It's invested significantly in him.
But so nowhere near what you're paying a top number one receiver.
Yeah.
Right.
No, I mean, you got what, at the bottom, when it comes to the number ones, you were near the bottom of the pile that was available.
He's a possession receiver. That's what he is.
A little bit of gloating from our pal Rob Ninkovich this morning, by the way, sent me a text and said, I feel like my takes are a crystal ball. $364 million in off-season spending, And if this is the team for the year, they are actually worse than last year because they spent so much money and are not going to see a return. I mean, it's only week one. But
yeah, I mean, right now, they're so we all agree that the worst loss yesterday was the Dolphins' loss to the Colts, right? I mean,
yes,
total
yes.
and complete no-show.
Yes.
You're 2.5-point underdogs against that team Sunday. That's what the NFL thinks of you right now.
Right.
So, or at least the betting public thinks of you right now. And I do think I did say it as a joke to Mike Vrabel, but if you lose Sunday, things could unravel quick.
Real quick.
And so it's even good Patriots teams struggle in Miami. It is going to be fascinating,
right?
Which is probably not a word many people are going to say watching these two teams, but if they don't win on Sunday, the Vrabel era begins almost. The first season ends before it begins.
And most of that money was spent on the defensive side of the football, where you were able to get a return on an investment in the sense that your front seven, which includes Harold Landry, Milton Williams, Robert Splaine.
Yeah, they got after the quarterback. You cannot say they didn't do that.
Right.
Yesterday.
They all contributed in some factor where you really only spent a little bit of the money was on the offensive side of the football. And we all want Steph Diggs to be that guy. But I don't know if just physically he's that guy any longer. So if you're waiting for Steph Diggs to be Ja'Marr Chase, Justin Jefferson, be a number one elite receiver, you're going to be waiting a long time because that's not who he is no more. He's a possession guy. You see what they did with him. Run a 10-yard out route. Look for the little soft spot in the coverage. Catch the ball and, you know, maybe you get a couple yards and boom, you get tackled. Where is the guy on offense that the defenses say, we need to know where he is every time? When you played the Raiders, it was Brock Bowers. When you play the Miami Dolphins, it's going to be Tyreek Hill. The week after that, it's going to be DK Metcalf when you play the Pittsburgh.
Is Booty going to be that guy?
No.
Oh, God, no.
No, Booty's a good possession receiver. But you think, I don't know who the defensive coordinator is for the Miami Dolphins. You think he's sitting there and he's in the meeting going, hey, we need to know where Booty is every single time he steps on the field? Or is he saying, here's the coverage we're going to play. Here's the defense we're going to play. Go out there and play it.
Yeah, I feel like watching that Steelers-Jets game as it was popping up on the highlights during the Pats, and you sit there and you're like, you could talk all about Aaron Rodgers and he had a great first week, but DK Metcalf is what changed that team. Like, the Patriots have elected year after year after year, and you can't blame the old hooded one, you can't blame, the organization has said they don't believe in investing in the true elite number one wide receiver. When they got Moss, he was certainly not. He was traded for a fourth-round pick, and the second he wanted a lot of money, they shipped him out. Like, they, for whatever reason, have an aversion to that,
well,
despite everybody going to him.
I guess I could sort of understand that philosophy when you have Tom Brady, but not now.
But like, look at what Tom Brady did here at the end versus with a team that had Mike Evans and Chris Godwin and Antonio Brown.
Right.
He won a Super Bowl. You could have won more Super Bowls here. In fact, had you invested at that position when you had the greatest to ever do it. It's a mistake all around it. I don't get it. I don't get why Robert Kraft says they spend to the cap and they're sitting here with two rookies on the left side of the line protecting the franchise and they can't get out of their own way. I don't get it.
And I'll give you a pass on Micah Parsons or even Trey Hendrickson. I'll say, okay, your defense looks good. You're able to get pressure. You don't need to go out and get those guys. But the Terry McLaurin situation, I just feel like this offense, and that's what's going to make it hot on Drake May. Drake May isn't the same way. Listen, we might have criticized Mac Jones, but I'll be the first to tell you they didn't give him no real number one.
Okay, I knew you'd come around.
But I said
there's still room on the island.
Well, no, I don't want on the I don't want on that island. But I'll still tell you, like, hey, listen, they didn't give him anything to really utilize, or, you know, they didn't give him that legit number one.
Yeah.
And I criticized them, and I said, okay, well, you got to be better, and you got to elevate. Drake May doesn't have that number one. I'll criticize Drake May where he has to be better. But I think the talent that we all, when we see Drake May and Mac Jones, we feel like Drake May is way better than Mac Jones. So he should be able to elevate the guys around him.
But not if you're going to stop him from running all season long.
Yeah, I really would go back on that. If I were to give the Patriots one pointer, and I was, this is another point, I was wrong. I think that I said that he needs to not run as much because he's going to get killed, and I didn't want him to miss time. After watching yesterday, go back to last year.
Right.
Be yourself. If you're going to fail, fail being yourself, because it was neither. It was middling Drake May. You had the understanding that he had to get out of the pocket without the wherewithal or gumption to actually run for 10 yards. It was like 3 yards or throw the ball away. It just, he looked totally uncomfortable.
And Curtis, I think that was my biggest issue is like, I feel again, like I just felt like it was square peg round hole where they're trying to like make Drake May run the Mac Jones offense where
right.
He's just not Mac Jones. Like they're very, very different. They couldn't be like more opposite than each other. And it's just like, let the kid be Drake May, let him run around, let him do his thing. If he's going to fail, he's going to fail, and it is what it is. And I'll be wrong, and it's not going to be the first time I've been wrong. It's not going to be the last time. Like, but
right.
Or he
agree.
Could just be awesome as himself and be great and be able to scramble and gain a ton of yards. Like, I just think that they're forcing him to try and do something he's not meant to do.
But one quick thing just on Shime. Uh-huh. Josh Allen was allowed to be Josh Allen
yeah, correct.
While he learned how to, just same as Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, exactly. That's kind of the point I was trying
now.
To make earlier. Exactly.
Well, then I would ask the room this question. So you believe that it's the coaches that have taken away his ability to run?
Yes.
Okay. So if you believe that, then you believe that this coaching staff is moronic. Let me finish my point.
Curtis's problem should maybe be with Josh McDaniels, not with Drake May, is what you're
saying. No. My point is, because if we would have sat here and said Mayo is taking away the player's, one of his best weapons, we would say, what an idiot he is for not utilizing that skill set, right? So I don't buy...
But I think a lot of people before the season said that if Drake May is going to be successful, he can't run like that. He's going to get killed.
There's a difference between...
You can't do design runs with Drake May.
No. And yet, look at Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, Jalen Hurts, Jaden Daniels.
You're going to get his head knocked off.
Mayday.
Four of the best quarterbacks in football, Rod.
But there's a difference between running him and just telling Drake May, when you do run, protect yourself.
Yeah, I agree.
So there's no way, in my opinion, that they're telling him, don't run.
What I was going to say to you earlier is that May, during the preseason, did have a quote where he was saying that he did not want to run as much this season. He wanted to pass more. He did not want to run as much as he did last
year.
Well,
it's because that's what the coaches are telling him to say, I bet, is how I feel.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, but you're taking away, and see, we got to get out of the mindset, running meaning like, okay.
I want to eat more salads this year.
Running meaning like, oh, you saw yesterday on the goal line where they're running a quarterback power.
Right.
No, we're saying utilize your athletic ability to extend plays, to maybe throw on the run. When there are things that open up, utilize that ability to maybe pick up 12, 15 yards with your legs. But once you get out there, then protect yourself. There's no way that this coaching staff, and I know Mike Vrabel and Josh McDaniels, are saying, we don't want you to do something that we know how valuable it could be for our team.
And wouldn't Steph Diggs be at his best when a play breaks down?
100%.
Every offensive player is, because then the advantage goes to us, because you see it all the time. DB, start looking in the backfield. You're able to get some space, and that's when the quarterback's able to hit you on the run, like Josh Allen hit, I forget who it was, on the sidelines in last night's game, right before they kicked the field goal before halftime. That's why I'm not buying this narrative that they're telling Drake May not to run. They might say, when you do run, just get down and protect yourself, because these coaches are not idiots. Mike Vrabel's been in the league as a player and as a coach, and knows how valuable it is to have a guy.
Then why didn't he run as much yesterday, Wiggy?
Listen, I don't know why they didn't have... Are you talking about design runs?
No.
No, I'm talking about scrambles.
Okay, so that I don't know.
But they also didn't really have design runs for him either. Like, I don't think they had one design run, did they?
But let me ask you this. Did they not have a lot of plays where he moved the pocket and was on the move?
Yeah, they had a couple moving the pocket plays,
That's part of a running play.
I understand, but like, my point is you're taking away one of his biggest weapons, right? By having the threat that he'll actually run the football, you pull those linebackers up and you just create more space. You know that better than I do.
Yeah, you're
talking about you've made a career doing
right, but
that
you're
space.
Talking about a design run. right? Maybe
no, I'm not talking about designed runs. I'm talking about plays where plays break down because the pocket is bad, and he makes space and then runs 4 yards.
But that's on him, like Curtis said, where when he sees that lane, he's got to go for it. They had plays, and Vrabel even said it. We put him on the move a lot where it's play actions, you know, half boots, where like, okay, if there's nobody there, you should have space. It's you got to be, as a quarterback, you have to understand the situation. As I drop back to pass, my first read's not there. Now, do I go to my second read? And if he's not there, does something open up where I can use my athletic ability to run? Am I getting pressure from the pocket? Where is the pocket breaking down? Or am I looking for my first read and it's not there and I'm taking off and running? They probably don't want him to do that because that's never a good thing.
Well, it is a Patriots Monday. We are at Gillette Stadium, and we are going to get to Hill Notes coming up next. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Patriots dropped the season opener 20-13 against the Raiders. Drake May completed 30 of 46 passes for 287 yards, a touchdown, and an interception. Kayshon Booty was the main target with 6 receptions for 103 yards. And we've got to get to the stat of the week, which is brought to you by Gillette. Let's go to Geno Smith, who has 689 yards passing in his last 2 games against the Pats. Gillette's best shave is now the best a fan can get. Get it while you can at Gillette.com/NFL. Other games of note, the Chiefs fell to the Chargers on Friday night. The Dolphins got slaughtered by the Colts, and Shime lost to Brittany, the girl behind Boston Food Journal, with the Bills coming back to beat the Ravens last night. Tonight, it's Vikings at Bears for Monday Night Football. Kickoff is at 8:15. And when it comes to college games, BC lost to MSU in double overtime 42-40, and UMass lost to Bryant 27-26. The Red Sox take the final game against the Diamondbacks 7-4, avoiding the sweep. Brian Baio went 6 innings, giving up 3 runs on 4 hits while striking out 2. The Sox now have the Athletics tonight, 10:05, first pitch with Garrett Crochet taking the mound. Mike Monaco joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Kick things off, Christian Arcan at 9:05 for the MassMutual pregame show.
Any downs for the Wiggins boys on Saturday?
Just a little bit, not much. So coach says that they're going to have to start changing it up because, you know, when guys are not producing, just like Vrabel said, we got to put it on the guys that hopefully can produce. So they lost on a last-second field goal to Bryant, who played a tough game, but made a few mistakes out there. So we'll see what happens. They got a tough one this week. They got to go to Iowa.
Iowa?
Yep.
Holy cow.
Check on the Hawkeyes.
Kirk Ferentz.
Yeah, so they got a tough one this week. Then they got a bye week, and then they got to go to Missouri.
What in the world?
Yep.
So who made more money, you last weekend at Springfield's MGM or UMass playing against Iowa?
Oh, it's not even close.
It's not even close.
Yes.
It's probably $500,000 they pay him to play that game.
I think it's like over a mil because who just got
Florida and you?
No, Kansas.
But who just beat Florida?
USFL. Yes.
They paid them $500,000.
Yeah, Army got paid like $1 million to play Kansas or something like that, and they just beat Kansas. So, you know, I guess that's what you do. Sometimes you pay a school a bunch of money and they beat you.
Yeah. Got to get Stonehill on the schedule or something quick, if you could.
Then that means UMass would have to pay Stonehill.
Correct. But you get the W.
All right, you going to go to Iowa?
No, I'm not going to Iowa. Right. Hell no. I wouldn't even know how to get there.
Me either. Probably by plane.
Well, that was brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. At just $2.47 a pound, it's time to be grilling boneless chicken. Today at Shaw's and Star Market, get value pack all-natural Signature Farms boneless chicken breast or thighs for just $2.47 a pound when you use a digital coupon. That's limited to 2 per customer. Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network. That's what's trending. Coming up next, we've got your Hill Notes.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If I hadn't chosen Bottle Rockets as my song of the summer, that's a catchy joint.
That was the song of the summer.
That might have. No, it wasn't. Yes. Bottle Rock. I determined early that Bottle Rockets was the song of the summer, but we're moving on. How many days officially left in summer, Curtis?
16.
Is it?
Really? Is that,
I have no idea.
Is that the 21st?
Somewhere around there, yeah.
So that'd carry the two. That'd be 13.
Yeah.
I subscribe to once Labor Day gets here.
It's over.
Yeah.
Well, you were going to wear white pants.
It's over.
Yeah, I'll wear white after Labor Day.
It's over.
It's over. Much like the Patriots season, it's over.
Wow. They got one more week. Yeah. If they lose to Miami, that's when you could say stick a fork in them.
I mean, they're not going to lose to Miami. That team is in disarray. And Mike Vrabel he's told us this morning he's getting right to work and ready for Wednesday and turning the page. So,
but you better hope, and we all better hope, that Drake Maye's it, because if it's not, I mean, you're in this abyss of just, you're going to get a new coach, new quarterback, new coach, new quarterback.
Right.
You will be. If Drake Maye isn't it, then you're screwed.
If he isn't it, Curtis, get ready for Garrett Nussmeier.
Right. Shoot me in the pants.
Well, if he isn't it, I mean, that really becomes the question on, like, and that's going to be after the season. Like,
well, that'd be good news for Will Campbell, though, right? Courtney said that he's with Garrett Nussmeier's sister.
Yeah. Right.
Anyway,
that decision is a long way off. So,
I think there's going to be.
They're 0-2 after this week against the Raiders and the Dolphins?
Sean, help me out here. I'm trying to be reasonable.
Yeah, Greg, trust me, I'm with you, but, like, these guys don't want to see reason. Like, it's fine. I get it. It's one week in an 18-week season.
All right, so
I had them winning seven games. Like, it's
Shime. All right, so would you say, Shime, if he doesn't perform this well this year, isn't there going to be?
Oh yeah, this year, but not next week. You guys are like, nope. It's Jover. Next week, it's game over. Everybody loses.
I'm not pulling the ejection cord, and I won't pull it after next week.
All right. Well, tomorrow on this show, Ty Law will join us on a Tie Tuesday. There are, by the way, speaking of football and watching football, there are literally, I think, 5 seats left for our basic brunch with Jameson to watch Aaron Rodgers and his football team play in Dublin, Ireland. That is the 28th.
Correct.
At Lincoln?
Yes.
So thank you to those of you who are going to join us already. I know Wiggy's going to be there. Curtis and James are going to be there. You're going to be there.
I'm coming.
I'm going to be there. And so everybody gets a custom Jameson football jersey, among other things. So, if you want to help us sell that out, just go to thegreghillfoundation.org. That's thegreghillfoundation.org. And Hill Notes are brought to you this morning by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric!
Has anybody checked in on Ken Laird and his family after NFL halftime show Friday night? I have not seen him marked safe from this event. I am very worried.
That was a scandalous halftime performance.
Well, it's Brazil. I mean, they have a carnival.
Can we talk about the national anthem at the beginning?
Oh, I missed the national anthem.
Yeah, that was different. Different is the word I would use.
Who sang it?
A guy from Brazil. I'm not really sure. He played a lot of instruments. There's a lot of strumming of things.
You don't like the strumming of things?
No, a lot of times, Greg, I do. When it's guitars, even banjos, a lot of the time I like. But this was different. I would say. I don't want to be too mean.
I got a light check ready. If Ken lets me on your airways, will you let me in the studio, Ken, please? Oh, Ken, I know you're bad. Kurt's for carrying the station. Why don't you have her bill of my mystery heat? I'll do the bulk shopping. You have half a beer. Where am I nonsensical leads? Who will press the wrong button? Where are my ridiculous life jacks? Where has a Costco cowboy gone?
It's been a while since we've had a Jackson lead.
Yes.
You know, I would guess that it will probably be a while. Because generally in the fall we are all working every single day. But we miss him.
Yes.
Back there doing the important production duties and call screening, and does a great job with all of that, Jackson.
The Lord's work.
Yes.
1.4269 might be the over-under on Pat's wins this season.
1.429, $626.
That will, I guess, at some point not be funny, but I have no idea how. That is...
I mean, I will say, you had him at 10 wins.
10 and 7.
I had him at 9. And one of those wins that I thought for sure they were going to get was yesterday.
Yeah. Sure did.
That is...
Time to reevaluate. I had him at 9, too. I might have to now switch to the under.
It's disappointing. Yeah. Should have, could have, and would have won that football game yesterday.
Yep.
So, that stinks.
You know, as a Giants fan, I watched my team yesterday, and I think, we suck again. No big deal. It's the same thing every year. But then I was watching that Lamar-Josh Allen game last night, and I thought to myself, imagine being a Patriot fan and watching these two guys and thinking, we are so far away from getting back to the Brady days. Sorry, New England fans, your team still sucks. And Shime, your boy, Drake May, might as well call him Drake Bledsoe.
So I just saw this stat from the Patriots. Their last 18 games inside the place that we're seated, they have won 3.
Yeah.
They are 3-15 at Gillette Stadium in their last 18. That is horrific.
Hard times.
Holy hell.
You said it earlier, Josh Allen, the best player in the league. Is that what you said earlier?
No, I said
that was me.
Yeah,
I was shocked. But he says he has to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah,
who?
Josh Allen.
No, I have Baltimore, Green Bay.
I said he has to win a Super Bowl. Josh Allen to be the best.
Yeah, right. I think like when you look at Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson, I think you could flip a coin on those two. I still won't bet against Mahomes. I just, you know.
My favorite is when Courtney direct quotes Wiggy and he yells and argues with his own point.
No, I wasn't sure if she said that I have Buffalo winning the Super Bowl.
It's cool.
I had Baltimore, but, you know, because in that game last night, it was a great game. I take nothing away from what the Bills did, but Baltimore controlled that game, the whole game. They really controlled it.
The Derrick Henry fumble was unfortunate.
Yeah, that was unfortunate, but I just looked at, and the Zay Flowers thing was big, and I was thinking in my mind, like, if Baltimore had Zay Flowers last year, they beat him, or if Mark Andrews could, you know, catch the flat route, which he dropped. But there was, like, it felt like total control for that game. Like, at any point in time, did you think Buffalo was going to win that game?
No.
Yeah?
But now it's just like those old Colts-Patriots games. The AFC Championship will likely be in Buffalo if they face each other again.
Yeah.
Is Courtney still in denial about the Bill Belichick story? Everyone confirmed it, including him. I think the only thing she believes in is an Eric Shun.
She did apologize to Curtis for that.
Unnecessary.
Yeah. So I was with you, Courtney. Yeah. I thought it was AI for a minute.
Oh, my God. I was looking everywhere to make sure it wasn't AI.
But Mike Vrabel with an interesting point this morning on this show. Bill was back here for Tom Brady night.
And got the biggest talk about being welcomed. I mean, he got the ovation of the night.
So I don't know what he's talking about. I don't know where this notion came that he's not welcome here. I mean, how often has he tried to come here since he left.
Oh, maybe he tried to come back for Morgan Wallen.
Maybe. Yeah,
they were
maybe,
like, nah, be
maybe
it.
And just say, thank
maybe,
you.
Maybe he did.
Hey, Santo, I'm not saying anything's fishy right now, but that's two Mondays in a row where Coco looks really good. Dresses up, did her hair. Every other day it's a hoodie and hair's just flying everywhere. I don't know, maybe Mikey Vrabel, maybe she likes him.
Hair's never flying anywhere, let me tell you that. When I'm in studio, it's usually a slick back. But yeah. No, I've always dressed up to come to Gillette. It's out of respect.
But I feel like you dress up for the show also. Like, you're never
not in studio. I'm always in my workout stuff. But I go to a workout class immediately after, so it's logistics.
You're never not put together,
right?
As my old man would say.
I do try to stay
well
put together.
Put together.
Thank you.
Always much more put together than all of the guys combined.
Thank you.
Correct.
Thank you.
Hillman, just wanted to say thank you for giving us the weekend to watch Unknown Number. Gotta say, you guys were right. Pretty damn good. And I was just as shocked as everyone to find out that it was Sid the Sloth from Ice Age doing it the whole time. Crazy stuff.
I mean, we could talk about that now, I guess. The fact that it was the mom
is diabolical.
It is diabolical.
And I don't have as much of an issue with this. Lindsay has an issue with the daughter wanting to maintain a relationship with her mom.
I mean, I can't put myself in that position.
Is that like Stockholm syndrome, though?
Yes, exactly what it's like.
I think it kind of is.
But I can't blame her for anything. Like, you are that effed by that. That's your mom?
Yeah. Right.
But it is your mom's, though.
So that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
it's like,
but that's the Stockholm syndrome of it.
But you wouldn't. Like, would you still have a relationship with your mom after she's sending you text messages to kill yourself?
Yeah, I mean,
under a different.
My mom's when she was alive, she was a little nutso. So but I still would have had a relationship because it's your mother. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, it is your mother, and you know, you bump heads, and maybe some things are said that.
But she ruined her life for 2 years.
Yeah, no, I get
it. That's crazy.
You know, if when you come from like a family where you see this stuff before, you're like. I get it. I definitely.
How about
get it.
The other girl who was blamed for it the whole time?
Oh, I felt Chloe? So awful for her.
I guess she was kind of a mean girl, but you would say.
No. I actually took her side. Like, I think that she's misunderstood, maybe because they're listening to her parents speak. Apparently, there's a U.S. New York Times article that dives deeper into this whole entire story. And you know how Chloe was in charge of the big Halloween party? This whole thing started.
Yeah.
At the Halloween party after, when it was all discovered, her mom went as Kendra, Lauren's mom.
Really?
Dressed up as her for the Halloween party.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's worth the watch. It's hard to think of something that has a more of a surprise ending, documentary-wise, and where you're more disgusted with the outcome than that.
In the Truman Show moment, I was shielding James's bum while he was at the urinal at the game yesterday, and this guy walks in and goes, Curtis, you were effing right. That unknown number is nuts. And I was like, that's great. Enjoy your morning.
Good morning, everybody. I just wanted to tell you how much I enjoy the show every day. I love all of you very much. And I wish this show would go on forever!
Forever! Forever!
It's gonna go on forever!
I mean, Sean is probably...
It's week one!
Probably the kind of guy, though, at a party who lets loose like that every so often.
Man.
You know what I mean? On the yacht or whatever. Yeah.
Look out.
Shad Khan.
That'll do it today, Greg.
All right. Chime, thank you. Hill Notes brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric!
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Among the things that Mike Vrabel talked about this morning, and if you missed them on a Mic'd Up Monday, you can go back and listen to the whole entire thing on the Odyssey app. But odd flex, I will agree with Chris Curtis. Odd flex by Bill Belichick. I don't get it. I mean, it's just who he is.
I guess so.
I thought it was a mutual parting of ways, the two of them. And now he's fired? Gosh. Who would have thought?
I know. I mean,
we've been lied to.
Yeah. That's what Kraft told us.
Yeah.
We've been lied to.
I mean, that was Vrabel knew every word he used in that answer. What an ending for Belichick, though.
Like, I know.
Here's a guy that was, you remember last year when Vrabel was brought in for the, or 2 years ago when he was inducted to the Patriots Hall of Fame. Bill was up there. They were both, like, it was awesome to see Bill and Vrabel, because nobody epitomized the beginning of the dynasty better than Bill Belichick bringing in Mike Vrabel, who was a very good, specific role player with the Steelers, who didn't get the field. Now with the Patriots, they did a 4-3 in Pittsburgh, 3-4 with the Patriots.
Yeah.
Belichick brilliantly found him, knew he would fit. And he fit in better than anybody could have ever dreamed and created a Hall of Fame career here. And now he's not letting him bring his players.
I don't know if it's more Bill v. Vrabel. I think it's Bill v. Kraft. I think that's where the pettiness is. And Vrabel, unfortunately, is caught in the line of fire.
Nah, he's not even caught it.
You know what I mean?
You know what? If he cared, he wouldn't answer. He could care
right.
less.
No, I don't mean it that way. I'm just saying, the fact that my scouts can't get in because Bill's got some.
Wait, you don't think Vrabel cares about his scouts being not let into North Carolina?
That's why he said the Urban Meyer thing last week.
I think he, maybe.
I don't know. We might disagree. I don't think he cares that much about the whole thing. I think he's focused on coaching the football.
I think you can be both. I think you can be focused on coaching
on the football team.
So
you think he's spending a lot of time ruminating about Bill Belichick not letting his scout on campus?
Yeah, he thinks it's a douche move. It's totally unprecedented.
Well, he might, but I don't think he's thinking that much time about it.
Well, then you can do both. You can think something's a douche move and then carry on with your day.
I just was saying I don't think he cares that much about
it. I just think he does. I think that's why he said what he said last week and why he said that he was fired today.
I think he just hates the fact that he's kind of caught in the middle because then the questions are asked, and then it's, you know, I got to answer questions about this, and I think it's more along. But I actually think the beef is between Bill Belichick and Robert Kraft.
Well, yeah,
and of
that's,
course.
And that's where I don't get the whole statue thing.
There's side beef also, I think, with Jonathan based on Bill said about the not having to deal with somebody's son.
So that's why I don't believe that the whole Kraft of, we're going to put a statue right next to Brady and Bill.
There's not going to be a statue.
There will not be a statue. Bill is not coming back.
All right. Well, great. Now I have to have a side of beef for lunch.
Lovely.
All right. Before we go, could we open up the window world, the Boston weather window for Curtis? What do you see out there, Curtis, today?
I see afternoon high of 70 here in the Boston area. It's going to be fall-like all week. Thursday, 76 and sunny. Other than that, you're going to be in the upper 60s, low 70s the rest of the week.
All right, Adam Jones, saw him on social media. Say this team does not look that different under Mike Vrabel than it did under Gerard Mayo. So I'm sure he will talk about that. We are back tomorrow morning with Ty Law. Talk to you then. Thank you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.